The day finally arrived. Sarah was coming home. I arrived at the airport an hour early just to make sure I wasn't late. Her plane from Detroit was slightly delayed though, but finally arrived. I greeted her with a smile and a kiss. Then we went to get her luggage. She seemed happy, certainly, but there was something underneath it, I could tell. When we got to the car, I asked, Sarah, is anything wrong?
No, nothing's wrong.
Oh, please, Sarah. You have the same look you had in the coffee shop when you told me you had to leave for Hawaii. I know that look. Please tell me what's wrong.
Oh, I'm just being silly. I keep worrying. I was only married to Jack for 2 years, and in that time, I lost both my parents and him. I'm just afraid it will happen again.
Sarah, do you really think I would ever do that to you?
But I'm getting older, Star, and you're rich now. Some young fan could come along and turn your head when I get older and lose my looks. Or maybe we won't be able to have cubs. Or maybe you'll decide that another bear is better looking than a mountain lion. Or
maybe... Sarah, please stop. Every single one of those thoughts went through my head, too. Every last one of them. And all of them before I even proposed to you. Love isn't a feeling for me, Sarah. It's a commitment. It's a commitment to you and a commitment to God. After college, I never bothered with love for fear of being hurt. And that's what you're worried about now, isn't it? That I would hurt you exactly the same way.
I know it's silly, Star, but I can't help it.
I don't blame you, Sarah. I felt the same until I almost lost you. Then I realized that the pain of losing you was worse than the fear I was facing. I don't love you because you're beautiful. You're beautiful because I love you. I don't believe two people should get married because they love each other. I believe they should love each other because they are married.
That sounds almost contradictory.
Yes, strange, isn't it? But it's true. Sarah, believe me, when I say I love you, I mean I will work every day to make our relationship work. And if we never have cubs, it's all right. We'll give our love to another child and adopt, someone who needs love. Who needs a mother and a father. And if no woman or bear could turn my head in my 20s, Sarah, do you really think I would let one do it in my 30s?
But you did. Lucky for me.
Lucky for both of us. I know those fears won't go away easily, Sarah. You were hurt bad. But I will prove to you that I will work every day to heal that pain until barely a scar is left.
Oh, Star, I want so badly to believe that.
You may think that I'm talking foolish. You may think I'm wild and I'm free. Promise you now, this love that I feel for you always will be. But you're not just time that I'm killing. I've never been one of those guys. As sure as I live, this love that I give is gonna be yours until the day that I die. I'm gonna love you forever, forever and ever, amen. As long as old men sit and talk about the weather, as long as old women sit and talk about old men. say time takes its toll on a body, makes a young girl's brown fur turn gray. But honey, I don't care, I'm not in love with your hair. And if it all turned white, well, I would love you anyway. They say time can play tricks on a memory, make people forget things they knew. Well, it's easy to see, it's happening to me.